The Senate ratified the Council of Europe's Convention on Cybercrime, which calls on signatories to share electronic information to boost efforts to combat crimes facilitated by the Internet. In a written statement, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist noted, terrorists use computers to plan and carry out bombings and murder, and child predators use computers to commit a variety of crimes against children, from kidnapping and murder to sex trafficking and child pornography. He said the treaty will strengthen the ability of law enforcement and the intelligence community to prevent acts of terrorism and protect children around the world from predators. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said the treaty is in full accord with all U.S. constitutional protections, such as free speech and other civil liberties, and will require no change to U.S. laws. The accord has been signed by 38 European nations, as well as the United States, Canada, Japan, and South Africa. In a related move, lawmakers are assessing the vulnerability of U.S. government computer networks. Tom Noonan, president of Internet Security Systems, which advises governments and private companies worldwide about protecting computer networks, told a Senate panel U.S. government efforts are woefully inadequate.
We as a nation are not doing nearly enough to preempt the types of attacks that could debilitate our critical network infrastructure.
Senator Tom Coburn, an Oklahoma Republican, echoed the concern.
What would happen to this economy if you had a four-week interruption of the Internet? We'd be on our back. And everybody knows that. And yet the urgency to make sure that can't happen, or if it did happen, to recover quickly, I don't see anywhere except in the private sector.
A new report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the Congressional Watchdog Agency, criticizes the Department of Homeland Security for failing to prepare for a large-scale disruption of government networks. Keith Rhodes is the GAO's chief technologist.
DHS has developed high-level plans for infrastructure protection and national disaster response, but components of these plans that are to address Internet recovery are incomplete and inadequate.
The Department of Homeland Security's Undersecretary of Preparedness, George Forsman, acknowledges more needs to be done, but says the situation is not as serious as the GAO's Rhodes suggests.
I think his assessment in terms of progress is much bleaker than what is the actual progress to date.
Tom Noonan of Internet Security Systems suggests an Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security for Cybersecurity be appointed to coordinate efforts with the private sector as a first step toward protecting the government's online infrastructure. WTVOA News, Capitol Hill.